Good morning. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Baltimore has started cutting off water service to some of the 23,000 customers who are seriously behind in their water bills, and reports that some of those delinquent customers have started to pay. But protesters contend the cutoff pressure falls too heavily on people without money and on renters who don't control whether their building's bill gets paid. We want to understand the facts and equities at issue. With me to talk about it is Matt Hill, staff attorney at the nonprofit Public Justice Center in Baltimore. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Jeff Raymond is here. He's Chief of Communications and Community Affairs for the Department of Public Works. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheila. Good morning.
So, Jeff, some of the coverage of these 23,000 cutoff notices calls it a new policy, is it?
It's not a new policy. This is something that the Department of Public Works has done for years. As people have fallen consistently and repeatedly behind in their bills and reached a threshold at which we have decided it's time to take action so that the bill does not continue to spiral further out of control.
And that threshold is
we've set that at $250.
And at least two billing cycles late, which is 6 months.
Qualifies for a turnoff notice, correct.
So what's different this spring?
Well, we advertised it. We put out a press release. We held a news conference. We let people know that as of April 1st, we are beginning again the process of turning off those accounts that have reached that threshold where the turnoffs go into effect. And I guess in the course of letting people know that we're doing this, it was perceived as something new and different, whereas it's just a matter of letting people know that this is what we do.
Is it about the same number of accounts that reach that threshold this spring as in previous years?
I'm not aware that the number has moved dramatically in any direction.
And how do you make sure you're not cutting off vulnerable populations like senior citizens?
Well, first, we want to work with people throughout the year when they need assistance. We have various programs in place that we want people to come in and take advantage of if they qualify. And the first way to find out if you qualify is to give us a call at our Customer Support and Services Division. That's 410-396-5398. I hope you don't mind me
giving
a shout-out for that.
410-396-5398.
And
we'll have that on our website also.
We have programs for general low-interest grants and senior citizen low-interest low-income senior citizen discounts.
Okay, we'll talk perhaps more about that in a minute. But Matt Hill, what about it? If someone doesn't pay their bill, why should their water not be cut off? Other utilities cut service.
Certainly. I mean, we think that water is a human right. That doesn't mean that everyone gets free water, but it does mean that everyone should have access to affordable water service. We are concerned about the lack of process in this new, more aggressive shutoff campaign without any sort of public hearing where a number of questions and concerns could be addressed. As you mentioned, I represent, I'm an attorney doing housing work. I represent tenants who live in a lot of these houses. Over 50% of the city is tenant, renter occupied. And renters cannot open their own accounts with the water company at this time. And so that really places them in the squeeze between the landlord and the water company in numerous situations. There are concerns, too, I think, about whether a shutoff is going to happen during a billing dispute or if there's a leak investigation. What other alternatives has the city considered in collecting on these water bills? What kind of notice is provided to both the owner as well as to the occupants when there's an expected shutoff?
Let me interrupt you there and take that one in particular to Jeff. What kind of notice do people get about a pending cutoff?
When the bill is delinquent, that is unpaid for a billing cycle, which is 3 months, we send out a notice of delinquency. Along with that notice, we send out a flyer with the low-income assistance. If you're having trouble paying your bills, here's one of the programs we have available for you. I can also say that if the bill is being disputed, if it's been brought to us, if there is an ongoing investigation, we will not turn off a customer in that position.
So does that respond to at least one of your concerns, Matt Hill?
Well, it responds to one of my concerns. I mean, you know, I think that, again, though, this should be a public process. This is a public agency, and there should be more of a public process in which these kinds of details and questions and concerns can be addressed. I think in terms of the financial assistance, of, you know, I understood from the Baltimore Sun article that there's a one-time grant of $160. That's just woefully insufficient to assist particularly low-income owner-occupants who, you know, the average, well, I don't know what the average water bill is in the city at this time, but
do you know, Jeff, what the average
quite high.
Of the delinquent bills, what do they average? I know to get a cutoff notice, it has to be at least $250, but
it throws everything into the pot, but the average is somewhere between $500 and $600 delinquent.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Jeff Raymond of the Department of Public Works, the City Department of Public Works, and Matt Hill, staff attorney at the nonprofit Public Justice Center here in Baltimore. We're talking about water bills and water cutoffs. Jeff, renters make up about half the city, and they really can't control it whether or not their landlord has paid the bill. So what protections do they have, and what should they have?
Well, we are working with the landlords. Frequently in large buildings, the landlords are corporations. And you're dealing with small property owners, you're dealing with large property owners, and we're working with all of those individuals and corporations to make sure that the bills get paid on time. In cases where individual renters are finding that due to no fault of their own, the water bill is not being paid, we want them to get in contact with us because we need to know about that. Also, there are sister agencies in the city and state, such as the Department of Social Services, that can step in and offer assistance to renters in situations where they need help paying their bills. In this case, we're talking water bills. This would be a case where there are agencies in a position to step in and provide that assistance.
Matt Hill, are you saying that there should be a moratorium until the city council has a general hearing, or what? I mean, what exactly are you envisioning?
Yes, I would like to see a moratorium in particular until there's been more public hearing and a public process. We'd like to see tenants being able to open their own accounts when a tenant would like to apply for an account, just like they can for BGE or other utilities. We'd like to see the city look at commercial properties first. The Sun documented an extensive outreach program that the department's going through with commercial property owners. We'd like to see them focus on that, where the majority of the debt is, first, then engage in that same outreach and education program with owners before trying to shut off the water.
Let me pick up on something you said. Is it true that most, overall, these delinquent accounts add up to about $40 million in unpaid
right.
water charges? Is most of that business, or how does it split between?
The numbers we provided indicated a combined outstanding debt of about $40 million, and about $15 million of that we identified as commercial. So it's a large percentage, not quite the majority, but it is a large percentage. And we do go after those outstanding accounts.
And they are subject
to turnoff.
But is there any difference in how aggressive you are with residential customers versus business customers? In other words, is it the same process for both residential and business, or do residential customers get a little more time?
There is additional outreach with those large customers. We're making sure that we're following up with them before we begin the process of shutting off their meters. For one thing, a commercial account meter is much bigger, and the physical process of shutting it down is more complex. The numbers involved are much larger. So we want to make sure that we are taking steps with our larger accounts to make sure that we do get those bills collected in a reasonable order.
Matt, City Council President Bernard Jack Young said that moving toward cutting off the water when the bill is at $250 in arrears is better than letting it grow to more money, especially an amount like $500 where it could become a lien against the mortgage and could result in foreclosure.
Well,
is it better to keep these arrearages smaller?
I mean, I think the city is using a sledgehammer treating all accounts the same when it needs to use more of a scalpel. For investor-owned properties that have a landlord, that have a renter, that have a tenant, you know, tax sale foreclosure might make more sense in that situation instead of depriving renters of water when it's the landlord who is responsible for that bill. So yes, in that situation, maybe tax sale makes more sense. The city gets the immediate money from the tax sale, and we can hopefully facilitate a transfer of the property into the hands of a more responsible owner. For owner-occupants, I think that the city really should engage in the kind of deep thinking about what other alternatives, use some imagination in order to collect on these bills. The ABLE Foundation released a report recently talking about aggressive outreach and engagement programs that other jurisdictions are using when there are outstanding water bills. There's a program in Rhode Island that does use the tax sale process with owner-occupants, but it doesn't do it in order to take away their homes. It does it in order to bring the owner-occupant under their wing, help them perhaps refinance the mortgage, figure out why the owner-occupant's not making those payments, provide the correct subsidy, and then move forward to restore service. Excuse me, to keep service and also keep the property with the owner-occupant.
Jeff, we're almost out of time. I'll give you the last 15 seconds if there's a point you want to make in response to that.
One of the first things Matt said was that they're interested in access to affordable water. We agree. That's what we're here for. And we work very hard every day to make sure that that happens. If there are ways to improve the system, we want to explore that.
Okay. We will keep in touch with you as you explore it. Thank you so much for coming in on this rainy morning. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Sheila.
Matt Hill is staff attorney at the nonprofit Public Justice Center in Baltimore. Jeff Raymond is chief of communications and community affairs at the Department of Public Works. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org.